Well, welcome back to the East Coast. I can start there. Good to be home.
Yeah, that was a long trip for five games, but it's behind us now. Now we gotta get ready for the game tonight.
Well, let's talk real quick about those five games. 3-1-1 trip. So, what stands out to you about 3-1-1?
Well, I don't really look at the, the actual 3-1-1s. I really felt like we played good all the games. Really could have won all of them. So I feel like that's what you want to do. I mean, it's not always going to go your way, obviously, but just the fact that there wasn't any lulls in the games and felt like we were pushing it the whole time. So I was pretty happy with definitely the effort that the whole group gave.
It's one of the things that if when you watch enough, especially the elite teams and the elite players, they always seem to carry their teams and give their teams a chance. And I'm not saying this is the first time this has happened, but Aho, Svechnikov, Natchez were offensive horses for you for all five games. What pleases you about that? And is there a pattern developing?
I hope so. I mean, it's every team like that, every sport. I mean, your top guys have to, outperform the other guys' top guys. I mean, that's essentially how it works. And, you can get by here or there in a long season when the top guys aren't maybe at their best, because that's where you have depth. But those guys play the most minutes. They're playing against, the other team's best players. So they've got to rise to the occasion. And that's what we've seen, I think, for, small sample size, but.
Yeah,
definitely seen that throughout the start of the season.
It's probably just perception, but is there something about the third period and Sebastian Aho that just clicks? It just seems like maybe almost half of his career goals have come in the third.
Yeah, well, I think it's that competitiveness, right? The game now is definitely on the line, and you see these guys rise up and go get it, right? And that's his nature. We know how fierce competitor he is, and he's been that for sure at the start of the year.
Well, there's no question about it. Let me ask you about another player who's just sort of figuring it out, I think. A lot is expected of Brent Burns, but was the game in Vancouver his best overall game for you, you think?
I think he was solid. I mean, he's been solid every game. I mean, I think he is still trying to, understand exactly how we want to do things, but his natural ability is so good that he's getting by on that right now for the most part. And as he gets more comfortable in what we're doing, I think he's gonna just kill it.
I agree. I actually thought defensively he made tons of plays late in the third period that really kept Vancouver out of tying the game, because they had some opportunities late.
Did you know 77% of women who wear bladder weakness products experience intimate skin irritation?
As if having incontinence wasn't stressful enough.
But Tena Intimate Pads have been gynecologist tested and do not cause skin irritation.
Gentle on my intimate skin? I need to try Tena Intimate Pads.
Visit TenaSample.com for your free sample. Kind to skin, protects like Tena.
Yeah. I mean, he's got that long reach, too, that I think really helps him in D-zone, because he breaks up so many plays. He just gets in the way. And that's part of it. And now, like I said, once he gets real more comfortable, just exactly how we want to do things, I think his natural ability will just take him to another level.
When you have 3 days off in between games, and it is coming off a long road trip, are there specific things you work on, or are you just, we just need to kind of get loose, stretch out, get a good skate in, a good good hard practice, fundamentals, and just go back to that?
Well, no, I mean, I don't want to waste time. I mean, we're always trying to get better, so we're always working on something. And, it might not be, depending on how tired we are, this and that, and, obviously you're not having battle practices, but there are always things that you got to get worked on. And so I felt like we touched on a few things in the couple practices we had, and again, now we're back at it here, and now you got to, bring it again, as we always say.
Emphasis on the power play, especially against a team that has yet to allow a power play goal?
Well, we're always working on the power play. So, I think, you know, whether it's scoring or not scoring, I think that's just something you're always going to do because it's now become, I mean, I don't want to say the game, but it's pretty much with all the power plays you get and or have to kill, that special teams is just so important.
One more thing about that. You go from Dougie Hamilton to Tony D'Angelo and now to Brent Burns. How are their skill sets, how do they make you change what you need or want to do on the power play, or does it change at all?
You know what? I don't know that we change things. I mean, every power play, if you watch, really is trying to do the same thing. Your personnel dictates maybe how successful you're going to be at it, but I think the philosophies are just basically the same, and everybody's trying to get the puck low and through seams and two, you know, one-timeable shots, and your entries, everyone's trying to do basically the same things, but some guys have a little more different talent levels and skill sets. So everything's kind of, I think there's a lot of similarities in what teams are doing. It just really comes down to execution.
O'Reilly. Stay cool this summer with AC Pro and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of select AC Pro ready-to-use refrigerant products that include a hose and gauge. Beat the heat before you hit the road with AC Pro at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If my memory serves, you had Andre on the right side and Natchez on the left side in the last, the power play in the first period in Vancouver. Was that a conscious flip? Because it almost looks like they were on the opposite sides in previous power plays.
Well, it's actually not. You want them on one time, but off entries, it's hard to do because you want to have your hands match coming
right
in on the entries, and that ends up there on their offside. So it's, you know, like I say, when you really get into the power play stuff, it becomes quite technical. And but, you know, at the end of the day, off of face-offs, you can get them where you want them, but off entries, you can't. So that takes another whole skill set to figure out how to get them over. And, you know, without getting too technical, that's where we want them on most power plays. But
right,
sometimes it doesn't quite work out that way.
Yeah, my brain hurts just thinking about it. Real quick before I say goodbye. Did you catch any of the costumes from the Halloween party?
That's not my department. You know, coaches stay out of all that, and the less I hear, the better. So
well,
I know they had a good time.
Jordan,
you know, I didn't hear anything, so that means everything's good.
Jordan as Jim Carrey's character in Mask is one of the greatest things I've ever seen, and Marty Natchez as Peter Pan.
Okay.
Just. Well, enough,
I guess. Whatever. Listen, that's their time, and I'm glad they had a little fun.
All right. Thank you very much. I'll see you later.
All right. Okay. Take care.
Take care, Ron.
Lady Lunchington presents Sandwichisms.
There is no such thing as a free lunch, but you absolutely deserve a free lunch hour. Better make it count with a grilled cheese that pays in tasty stacks of Kraft Singles.
This has been another Sandwichism by Lady Lunchington, world's only certified lunch coach. Sandwich more at ladylunchington.com.